Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
No tears, no fears, remember there's always tomorrow, so what if we have to part, we'll be together again, your kiss, your smile, our memories I'll treasure forever, so try thinking with your heart. We'll be together again. Times when I know you'll be lonesome, times when I know you'll be sad. Don't let temptation surround you, don't let the blues make you bad. Someday, some way, we both have a lifetime before us. For parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again. No tears, no fears. Remember there's always tomorrow. So what if we have to part? We'll be together again. Your kiss, your smile, our memories I'll treasure forever. So try thinking with your heart. We'll be together again. Times when I know you'll be lonesome, times when I know you'll be sad. Don't let temptation surround you, don't let the blues make you bad. Someday, some way, we both have a lifetime before us. For parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again. Times when I know you'll be lonesome, times when I know you'll be sad. Don't let temptation surround you, don't let the blues make you bad. Someday, some way, we both have a lifetime before us. For parting is not goodbye. Again.
Welcome to I've Heard That Song Before, and this weekend, well, we are celebrating Canada's birthday, and to mark this special day, which was actually yesterday, but we're continuing to celebrate it over the weekend. We're going to invite into the studio a host of wonderful Canadian musicians and singers. We've just heard from Oscar Peterson, and he's considered to have been one of the greatest piano players of all time and had a career that lasted decades. He was born in 1925 in Montreal and started out on piano as a child, and pretty soon he was appearing on radio in Montreal. Well, in his early 20s, he started recording for Victor Records in Montreal, and by the early 50s, he was becoming very well known as a pianist and for his work with his trio, formed in 1952 with Herb Ellis and Ray Brown. Well, we just heard him from 1957 with his trio and singer Anita O'Day in their recording of We'll Be Together Again. And that was written by Carl Fisher and Frankie Lane. And next we'll hear a selection of recordings made by some of the great Canadian bands that were on the music scene in Canada in the 1930s and the 1940s. Well, these bands were perhaps not quite as well known as their counterparts to the south and to the east. They were nonetheless great orchestras, and they had very talented musicians and vocalists in their ranks. The Canadian bands were very popular with the fans, both in concerts as well as in their broadcasts. But they were nowhere near as prolific as their American cousins in the recording studios. In fact, the recordings you're listening to today are all taken from live performances made by the band. I will start with the orchestra led by Ellis McClintock. He began in the classical music field, playing trumpet. And in 1944, he formed his first band, and over the following years, he played in most of the major night spots in Toronto and around Montreal. And we're going to hear him and his orchestra in a recording of Kansas City Stride, written by Dickie Wells. And then we'll follow with the orchestra led by Art Hallman, a very fine Canadian band that was also based in Toronto. We're going to hear them in a recording of the Irving Berlin piece, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. And that is taken from a remote broadcast in 1946. And for our third band, we're going to listen to Bert Niosi and his orchestra. Well, Bert was also known as Canada's King of Swing. And like his counterpart in the US, he also played the clarinet and had many fine musicians in his orchestra. Ben and the band performed for many years at the Palais Royal on Toronto's lakeshore. And we'll hear a broadcast from there in 1946 of another song by Irving Berlin, Blue Skies. And we'll start with Kansas City Stride, Ellis McClintock, and his orchestra.
Now we get something that's not new. It's been around for a long time. It's something with a beat in it. The tune may not be familiar to you, but the beat is. So let's go, men, with Kansas City Stride. Thank you. Ah, yes, the greatest. Music by Canada's greatest band, Ellis McClintock. One of the surest ways nowadays to get a song on the hit parade is to have written a good one at least 10 years ago. That's what happened with this one of Irving Berlin. Art Holman's arrangement of I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Across the nation, music by Art Holman and his orchestra, coming your way from Casaloma, atop the hill overlooking the city of Toronto.
Well, now the tempo increases a bit. This time, an old favorite by Irving Berlin. Listen to Blue Skies. Well, there you have it indeed. Blue Skies with the brothers Niosi featured in that one on drums and clarinet, respectively, with a bit of tenor saxophone for good measure thrown in by Phil Antonacci.
You've just been listening to Bert Niosi and his orchestra with Blue Skies from 1946. Before them, we heard from Art Holman and his orchestra. 1946 as well, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Both songs written by Irving Berlin. And we started out with Ellis McClintock and his orchestra with a composition by Dickie Wells, Kansas City Stride, from 1947. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This weekend we are celebrating Canada's birthday. And to mark this special occasion, we're going to invite to the studio a host of wonderful musicians and singers from Canada in recordings made in the 1940s and 1950s. We've just heard from some of the wonderful bands around at the time, and we're now going to go to Montreal in the late 1950s to hear some fine recordings that were made and broadcast by Radio-Canada and CBC at the time. Now, these are taken from a delightful album entitled C'est Magnifique, a collection of the work of several singers and musicians of the day. We're going to hear three performers in three separate recordings, and we'll start in 1958 with singer Dino Vail. He'll bring us a lovely song written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke called Polka Dots and Moonbeams. And then to 1960, and we will hear the lovely voice of Yolande Lisi, and she's going to join us with a song written by Henri Salvador entitled Quand je monte chez toi. And she's joined in the studio that day by Buck Lacombe and his orchestra, and that was recorded for Radio Canada in 1960. And then back to 1959, and we will hear the lovely voice of Sheila Graham with a song written by Henry Nemo called Don't Take Your Love From Me. Three Canadian singers in recordings from the late 1950s from a wonderful album, C'est Magnifique. And we'll start with Dino Vail, Polka Dots and Moonbeams.
Country dance was being held in the garden. I felt a bump and heard an oh, beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around the pug-nosed dream. Music started, and was I the perplexed one? I held my breath and said, may I have the next one? In my frightened arms, polka dots and moonbeams sparkled on my pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of other dancers as we floated across the floor. There were questions, but my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. Now, in a cottage built of lilacs and laughter, I know the meaning of the word ever after. Every time I see polka dots and moonbeams. When I kiss my pug-nosed dream, when I kiss my pug-nosed dream.
Quand je monte, je monte, je monte, je monte chez toi. J'ai le cœur qui saute, qui saute, qui saute de joie. Et dans le petit escalier qui n'en finit pas de monter, j'aime, 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 j'aime venir chez toi. Même, même, même si c'est haut chez toi. Aussi ne t'étonne pas si j'ai le cœur qui bat. Quand je monte, je monte, je monte, je monte chez toi. Je monte, je monte, je monte, je monte chez toi. J'ai le cœur qui saute, qui saute, qui saute de joie. Et dans le petit escalier qui n'en finit pas de monter, j'aime, 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 j'aime venir chez toi. Même, même, même si c'est haut chez toi. Aussi ne t'étonne pas si j'ai le cœur qui bat. Quand je monte, je monte, je monte, je monte chez toi.
Star from out the sky, and the sky feels blue. Tear a petal from a rose, and the rose weeps too. Take your heart away from mine, and mine will surely break. My life is yours to make, so please keep the spark away. Would you take the wings from birds so they can't fly? Would you take the ocean's roar and leave just a sigh? All this your heart won't let you do. This is what I beg. of you. Don't take your love from me. Your love from me.
You've just been listening to Sheila Graham from 1959. Don't take your love from me. Before Sheila, we heard from Yolande Lissy from 1960. Quand je monte chez toi, accompanied by Buck Lacombe and his orchestra, and that song was written by Henri Salvador. And we started out with Dino Vale, Polka Dots and Moonbeams, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, all taken from an album entitled C'est Magnifique, recorded in Montreal in the late 1950s for CBC and Radio Canada. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're celebrating the Canada Day weekend. Canada's birthday was yesterday, and to mark this special day, we're going to invite to the studio some wonderful Canadian musicians and singers in recordings from the 1940s and the 1950s. Well, next up, we're going to listen to two Canadians who actually spent most of their careers in the U.S., which often happened in the days gone by. But they went on to become very successful and respected in the music field. First of all, we're going to hear from Guy Lombardo, along with his brothers. Now, they led a very popular band, founded in Ontario, I believe in London, Ontario, in the 1920s, before moving to the U.S., at the end of the 1920s. Well, the band was noted for its lyrical and sweet sound, and it became immensely popular, though they could also play hot jazz on occasion. Well, we're going to hear them rather on the more lyrical side this morning with a lovely rendition of the song Younger Than Springtime, recorded by Guy Lombardo in 1958. And that song, of course, written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein for the musical South Pacific. And following Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, we'll hear from Percy Faith. Well, he was one of the pioneers of what we could call the easy listening style of music, and specialized in creating a very rich and lovely instrumental sound. Well, Percy was born in Toronto and started out in music as a pianist, but he actually ended up spending most of his career as an arranger and conductor. He worked with CBC in the 1930s and then moved to the U.S. in 1940, where he settled for the rest of his career and recorded a lot of pieces under his own name. And he also was an arranger and a conductor of orchestras for many of the major stars in the 1950s and later. We're going to hear him from 1953 conducting his own orchestra with a lovely rendition of The Song from Moulin Rouge with the vocal by Felicia Sanders. Well, this song first appeared in the 1952 film Moulin Rouge. It was written by Georges Auric, Jacques Larroux, and William Anvik. And we will hear it brought to us by Percy Faith and Felicia Sanders. And we'll start with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, Younger Than Springtime.
When we kiss, do you close your eyes? pretending that I'm someone else. You must break the spell, this cloud that I'm under. So please, won't you tell, darling, where is your
You've just been listening to Percy Faith from 1953 with his orchestra and singer Felicia Sanders with the song from Moulin Rouge. And we started out with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians from 1958 with the Rodgers and Hammerstein composition Younger Than Springtime, taken from the musical South Pacific.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CKHUO FM 89.1.
And you are listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we've been celebrating Canada's birthday weekend. Canada Day was yesterday, and we've been celebrating it by inviting to the studio some wonderful Canadian musicians and singers. We have one more artist for you this morning, and I don't think any program of music from days gone by would be complete without some pieces by Robert Farnon. Well, he was particularly well known to us as a highly respected composer of orchestral and film music, as well as a musician and conductor, arranger in the popular music field. He was born in Toronto, and by the age of 19 he was playing trumpet and working as an arranger with the Canadian Broadcasting Company Orchestra that was led by, actually, Percy Faith in Toronto. We just heard from Percy, of course. During the Second World War, Robert Farnon led the Canadian Army Band of the Allied Expeditionary Force that was based in Britain and toured Europe with the Army Show. And following World War II, Robert Farnon stayed on in Britain, and it was then that he began to produce his immense repertoire of light orchestral work, perhaps the work for which he is best known and remembered. Beautiful pieces. Well, we'll hear several recordings made by Robert Farnon in the 40s and 50s. And we'll start with Captain Bob Farnon, as he then was, and the Canadian Army Band of the Allied Expeditionary Force. They're going to bring us a song written by Robert Farnon himself called Piccadilly Commotion. And then following World War II, and Robert Farnon was well settled in Britain at this point, from 1956 we will hear him with a song written by Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson. Robert has arranged this and is conducting the orchestra for I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All, recorded in 1956. And then we'll go back to 1951, and we'll hear Robert Farnon and his orchestra with his arrangement of a song written by Harold Adamson, Mac Gordon, Vince Humans, called Time on My Hands. Three recordings by Robert Farnon, and we'll start with Captain Bob Farnon and Piccadilly Commotion. Thank you. Well, we're coming to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, our celebration for the Canada Day weekend of Canadian artists, singers, musicians, songwriters, and arrangers. And we've got one more for you this morning, and we'll get to that in just a moment. I'd like to thank you very much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our salute to Canada through song. Do please stay with us. Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And as I said, we have one more for you this morning, and it is from Robert Farnon from 1956. Song he wrote himself. He's conducting the orchestra. And it's taken from an album that he made at the time called Canadian Impressions. And the song is called Canadian Caravan. Here's Robert Farnon.